Welcome back to the Amazon Private Label Show podcast. I am Michael, here with my boy and partner in crime, Ryan, aka the FBA investor. Happy Thursday here. We're going to release this on a Friday. But today, the FBA University team is coming at you with six ways to quickly increase your revenue on Amazon. So whether you're not selling yet, this is good to know. If you are selling, make sure you're dialed into these six key frameworks, which we're going to get into in a little bit. Rye, how's it going, my man?
Yeah, living well, my man, over here on the other side of the pond. But yeah, today we're going to go over six key areas in which you can increase your revenue on Amazon in 2022. So these are things that, you know, you might not have heard before, you might have heard them before, but we're going to give you that level of detail that you need to make sure that you can succeed on Amazon in 2022. So let's get it. The first thing you want to do to supercharge your revenue on Amazon in 2022 is create a follow-up series. So you can easily do this with tools like Helium 10. So what do I mean by a follow-up series? You got to go ahead and create an email workflow sequence that goes out to all your buyers of your products on Amazon. Now, you make sure you stay within the Amazon's terms of service. So you don't want to do anything like request a review or, you know, incentivize customers to leave a review. Nothing like that. Three email work sequences is what you want. So the first one that goes out when the customer buys the product. Just let them know that, hey, they're expecting their product, and let them know that you're there for them and that if they have any questions, they can come to you. Maybe add three tips that is going to help the customer that maybe isn't in your copy, in your description, your bullet points, or your infographics in your main images. The second email workflow you want to do is when the product gets delivered. You want to pop up with an email workflow that says, is everything okay? Now, you do that because you want to get in front of the customer. So if they have any negative experiences or if they had anything that's wrong with the product, they know that you're there as a first point of call. That helps us and prevents any negative reviews that we want to get. And also enhances the customer experience and the value that you give to that customer. Now, the third and fourth email sequences are going to be for returns and refunds. So if a customer does request a return or refund, you want to get in front of them as before and make sure that they know that you're there for them and you'll do anything in your power to make sure that they don't leave a negative review. So those are the email work sequences that you want to do. Email work sequences will increase your reviews that you get on your Amazon products. And as we know, more reviews equals more revenue. So that's how you can increase your revenue. Number two, build your email list. So as you know, selling products on Amazon owns the rights to those customers. They're not your customers, they're Amazon's customers. Amazon, you know, loves to let us know that at all times. So what you want to do is you want to build your email list. How do you do this? By using product inserts. So product inserts are cool things that you can use to incentivize and further add value to customers. Things like extended warranties, free gifts, spin the wheel, and other different aspects that you can do to collect information on your customer and add further value. So for example, if I was going to give a customer extended warranty, I would offer them extended warranty, but in return, I'm going to give them a form where they fill out their email, maybe their address, maybe their contact information. So now I have that. So from that, I can then build up an email list of warm leads. So these are customers that I know have bought specific products from me. So let's say I have a supplement business and I'm collecting emails from customers for another free gift, for example. I can then know that if I launch another supplement within that range, I've already got a targeted customer and I can reach out to them through my email list and actually incentivize them maybe with a custom promotional offer that then builds out, you know, that aspect of the customer. So email lists are great. If Amazon shut down your account, you lose all your customers. So have an email list, have a backup, you know, have an email list that you can take to Shopify, you can take to another external site, or maybe even your own webpage that you know that then you can drive sales from there. So email lists are super important. A lot of people just sell on Amazon, but you know, Amazon can shut your account down for any small reason. So just make sure you have an email list to fall back on. And number three is to create social contests. So this is a way you can actually drive up a buzz for your product by creating social contests. So things like, you know, doing a giveaway on social media or hooking up with influencers and doing a collaboration maybe with a bigger brand within your niche. You know, have a social contest that's going to build up demand for your product. So you know, on Twitter, we love things like retweeting. On Instagram, we can use reels, etc., with brands, partnerships. And that drives people towards your product who might not have given you a look in before, but they know maybe the bigger brand that you want to partner up with, and they're seeing it on their webpage, or they're seeing it on their Instagram account, or they're seeing it on their TikTok. So by doing this, we can actually drive people towards your brand, do giveaways where we give away free products, and that just creates a massive buzz that then can translate into increased sales for you and your brand on Amazon. So that's mine. Mike, I'll pass over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. The fourth thing you can do is get your Amazon account audited. And so, you know, we all want to do it ourselves, right? The entrepreneur is always just figuring things out. You're always solving problems. What you need to do is have a second set of eyes, look at your account, and take an honest, independent evaluation of your account. And so you can have, you know, Amazon PPC marketing agencies will always run free audits of your account. Listing optimization and photography studios will always run free audits of your account. So you definitely want to, even if you're not going to use them, you want to use their free audit to find out what they say about your account. And maybe you will try their services and see if it's a good fit. You also want to ensure you have an automated reimbursement evaluator in your account. So the way Amazon reimbursements work is you hook up a third-party service to your account's API. They cross-check the shipments and the items received that you sent to Amazon versus your current total inventory. And so if there are discrepancies, if you sent 500 in and only 440 were checked in, they will create an automatic case. And Amazon's very good if they don't have a explanation for reimbursing you. So use these account audits to make sure to get a second set of eyes on your account. Number five is create videos for your products and brands. You cannot, in 2022, build a brand without video content. And so first things on that is you need a video on your listing. Videos increase your conversion rate. Make sure you have a video on your listing. You also want to get video ads for marketing. This would be different than your listing video. It would be an ad that showcases your product in a way that would be shorter and has more of a catchy headline. So you want to make sure to get several different video types of your product and just one about your brand and brand messaging created so that you have everything at your disposal to grow and build your brand. The sixth thing we want to do to increase our revenue is influencer marketing. And so this is an underrated, but when utilized, highly effective tactic on Amazon. And so what are the best influencers to use? There's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, there's Twitter, there's blog sites, X, Y, and Z, right? What we always say at Amazon FBA University is start with influencers that have content that sticks. What does that mean? Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, none of that content sticks, right? So YouTube sticks, blogs stick, things that you can search and find more than just the daily feed is where you want to start. And so highly recommend YouTube. Look at some niche videos related to your product. Start with that. If you do want to go to blog sites, start there. Then if you want to, you know, try TikTok and Instagram, they're great, but they really just increase for the day or week or time when you are promoted. And so using an evergreen, meaning an influencer that will last long term, will absolutely blow up your product when done the right way. So those are the six things you can do in 2022 to increase your sales on Amazon.
Hey guys, Ryan here. We hope you found that podcast useful, and hopefully there were some actionable tips and tricks that you can take to your Amazon business, whether you started or if you're yet to start. You know, there's something there for you to take away. Just wanted to say, we've recently, Michael and I, launched our Accelerator 2.0 program, which is a 14-hour private label program where we teach you everything that you need to know to get your private label business up and running, starting from scratch. So it's packed with tips, content, and things that other people aren't talking about, and we've got them in our course. It's 14 hours on Teachable, plus with it, you get 4 hours of coaching calls with myself and Michael. So if you are interested, please don't hesitate to book a call with us, and we can talk about your requirements. Links in the show notes. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.